Blog Talk Radio.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence.
Okay, that's it. It's all the music you get. It's all the introduction you get. I don't know why this thing automatically starts off with John Wayne, but it does. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Patriot Family Chat. We are all here. We've got a board half full of chatters, and I'm sure some other folks listening, welcome to the show. I would prefer that the others listening just come on into the chat room and jump in there and help us out. But, you know, that's the way it is. It's been an interesting week. I want to start off with the media tonight, okay? They have been really, really strangely covering issues this past week. I'm wondering what's going on with the press corps in the Obama administration, because I know he started his officially started his campaign this week, which really started 6 months ago. Okay. Linda, if you're going to drink, the rest of you will get numb. Just remember that. Linda got back from the dentist. Get a straw. Yeah, it's strange because all of a sudden you're not hearing a whole lot about anything but what he's doing wrong. You know, he's doing wrong. Ron said he said it would happen. He's going to fall from the grace. Well, I think he fell from grace a long time ago. What are the powers that be? What are the powers that be, you know, thinking of him? That they're not allowing coverage to go out. It just seems kind of strange that Romney's getting more attention than Obama. And the underwear bomber, the new styled underwear to bomb airplanes with no metal parts in it, is getting more coverage than either one of them. And I don't know about you, but I'm really tired of seeing it tore up pair of underwear on the news. I really am. I mean, can't they show something better than that? And then you got Feinstein. Give me a damn break. When Dianne Feinstein makes the news over Obama, then you do have a problem. You got a problem. Okay? And Saxby Chambliss, of all people. Come on. He doesn't come on the news ever, unless he looks good and says something good. Hello, Rod. Welcome to the show. But it's just kind of strange that the media is not praising Obama like they have been for the last several months. And they're just kind of out there, and he's out there, and they're not kissing his feet. I mean, the whole political stunt of running to Afghanistan lasted all of, you know, a 24-hour news cycle, and it was gone. The fist-pumping of killing Osama bin Laden, 24 hours, it's gone. Okay? I did it, and he didn't do a damn thing. He did nothing. Okay? He allowed the military advisors that he does have, sad as they are, to do their job. He didn't do anything. He put our brothers and sisters in harm's way to go over there and take out a guy that should have been taken out long ago. Because it's my assessment, like it or not, don't really care, that they knew he was there long before they took him out. And it was a political thing for Obama to do just what he did and taking him out. That's my assessment of it. And I believe I am correct. So that's the bottom line. And for one of the administration to turn around and say that the war on terror is over, and now they're talking about Homeland Security has to start changing tactics and get stricter. You know what? They don't need to do it here. They need to do it overseas. And here's the bottom line. Obama's pissed off enough of our overseas contingencies and enough countries and dissed enough of them that we're not going to get the cooperation we should. Okay? They're not going to give us the cooperation that we might have gotten otherwise had we had a president that wasn't dogging them every time he turned his head. That's the bottom line. So, you know, I don't know how much power, strength, resolve the Yemen government has in helping us. I wouldn't imagine very much. Okay? Oh, so Obama's got Predator drones working our border. They said they were going to change tactics. So now they're going to use Predator drones to decide when they're coming in and where and not put anybody there to stop them. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. They're going to say, oh, well, we got 42 in last night. They were coming over here, but we're not stopping them. We just saw them come in. They got cameras to do that with. But back to this Barry thing. Yeah, this French president getting a, you know, the socialist in office is got to have, you know, the heebie-jeebies and goosebumps all over Obama. He has got to be just thrilled to no end. You know, we have a socialist in office in France. So now we can see just how well that works. If it would have happened a year ago and we watched France go up in flames, that would have helped his cause even more, right? I tell you, folks, the more I see it and the more I think it and the more I watch it, I don't believe this man will ever get. Yeah, we have a commie in the White House, Linda, I know. But I don't think he's going to be there come January of next year. I really don't. I think his days are definitely numbered. They are numbered. There's just, he's fallen from grace. He's back out there at the schools now trying to pump up the youth vote. Can't get it. Romney is gaining on him almost daily in the opinion polls and other polls, okay? And, you know, that's the bottom line. Yeah, he said he'd be a one-term president. He's done enough damage that it's going to take two terms to get it turned around or halfway corrected. That's the sad part. And here's the other thing, folks. I want to know, speaking of the election, okay, I want to know what Romney's stand is on all the czars. Has anyone heard or does anyone know what his stand in as far as the czars are? Is he going to allow them to stay and utilize them? Is this something new we're going to have to fight? I'm glad, Linda, that you got yours filled out already. I want to know what Romney's stand is on the czars. I mean, we should have stopped funding them from day one. Okay? We should have stopped funding them from day one. But we didn't, because Congress has no backbone. And we all knew that, too. Okay? But I want to know what Romney's stand is with the czars. Yeah, I mean, most of us thought, you know, it automatically they'd be history if you put a Republican or conservative in office. But he's not mentioned them. I mean, is it a new tool for presidents to work and get around things with? That's my question. Will he keep them and continue to use them? I mean, they have created a great deal of havoc in this country. They have given, here comes Ron, they have given Obama a whole lot more than he would have gotten otherwise. He has used them to further his agenda in a massive way. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Hollis. How's it going?
It's going good.
Hey, I finally figured out this Skype thing.
Good.
To Skype in. I distinctly recall Romney addressing your question on the czars. And, of course, he's against them. He said, you know, it's just not proper. And I agree with him in that respect.
Well, it's
but
not.
I think the only reason that I can see that he's against them is because it's the popular opinion, or at least in the voters that he's trying to cater to. I don't think Romney has a clue what is truly American. And I think it's interesting, you know, I said this before, in all the time that I've watched politics, I don't believe I heard the word Constitution three times my whole life until the 2008 election. And then suddenly it was the most popular thing in the world.
Well, the Tea Party's created that.
Well, sure. But not only do you have Ron Paul talking about the Constitution, you've got every politician in Washington, D.C., and everyone that's running for office. They're all constitutional scholars now, which is just a bunch of baloney. And I mean, it ought to be just as transparent as can be. I don't see Romney as a conservative. His record doesn't show him as a conservative. Not at least by the standards that I use for the definition of conservative. You know, there's more than one definition, but I think everyone here would look at the idea of conservative as being defined as adhering to the founding principles. I don't think Romney does that. I don't think he lives up to that.
Well, I don't either.
And he proved that when he was governor of Massachusetts. And that this is what, and I know, you know, you and I are apart on this one, but this is part of what blows me away, how anyone could support this man over Ron Paul.
Well,
at least with Paul, you know exactly where he stands. There's no gray area. You know he's not telling you BS and he's not blowing smoke up your tailpipe.
You know what? I don't disagree with that at all. Okay, I don't disagree that he's straightforward, tells it like it is, okay? And he stands to what he believes in, but he cannot get enough traction to get the nomination.
Well, I think the reason that might be true is because we keep repeating it, rather than putting some representation behind him. If you look at what's going on with the actual delegate count, not the beauty contest where they went out and held their little straw polls and caucuses and what they call primaries, which, you know, when you've got a primary in a state with, you know, a couple of million people and you've got 8,000 people or 14,000 people show up to vote, and then you try to claim that as being an honest sampling of the population, I just don't think that's anywhere close to being correct.
Yeah, well, these polls, I tell you, I don't understand why people will even consider that the polls that they come up with are anywhere close to being what the average person would think. My phone's been ringing like crazy here lately with surveys, and I don't take them.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, having been involved at the local level here in Cherokee County and seeing all the shenanigans that go on, it's no wonder that more people don't attend these things.
Well,
they feel completely put out. You've got the CLIC, the good old boys network, that
exactly.
They've been up there running the show for 20, 30 damn years, and they're pat you on the back and tell you what a nice guy you are while they're sticking a knife in you.
Exactly.
And screwing
you
behind your back.
County. That's why, you know, it's just next door to impossible to go in there and carve yourself a place.
But if you look at what's happened, you look at Nevada, Massachusetts, Maine, Colorado, Iowa, Louisiana, Colorado. Ron Paul supporters have gone in and absolutely gutted the establishment in all of those states. In Nevada, just in Nevada, in Clark County, Nevada alone, which is where Las Vegas is situated, they had, I think it was 1,600 Ron Paul supporters out of the 2,200 people that showed up. And what happens when you have a majority like that is you get to vote on the chairman and who all these other people are. So all the old guard got their butt kicked to the door. And there's blood in there, and these people are adamant about adhering to the founding principles that these other jackasses have just been giving lip service to for the last 30 plus years. That's the problem we've had in the Republican Party, is these people give lip service to principles and values.
Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, the man that runs the Republican Party in Fayette County is the biggest jerk in the world. He's a hypocrite. He talks behind people's back, and I mean, I listen to him dog people, and then gets up there and rants and rave on how wonderful they are.
Yep, and you know, these people remind me of, we've got a huge church just outside of town called Woods First Baptist Church. My son calls it the Mall of God. I mean, it's a place for Baptist Christians to be seen.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what these people are. They want to stand on the street corner and express their piety, and they want everyone to admire their piety and their religiosity and their perfection. And they're a bunch of damn sinners just like everybody else, only worse.
Well, we've got the same thing in a different realm here down in the South Side. We've got Reverend Dollar's Church. Okay?
Creflo.
And it's Creflo Dollar. It's 100% black. He preaches only prosperity. And he fills the place up. I mean, they have bought most of Old National Highway down here for the church.
Well, you know, I talk.
There are 60 cars in the parking lot every day from people that he employs to run their school and all the other organizations that he runs along with it, tractor trailer trucks.
Yep.
I mean, it's become a business. I mean, Evander Holyfield gave him $7 million when he was going through a divorce to hold on to for him, and he did it.
You know, I talked about this last night on my show. And briefly on Sunday, and you're absolutely right. If there's one thing that gets me fired up quicker than anything, it's this prosperity gospel garbage, because that's exactly what it is. And all these guys are preaching is you don't have to be responsible for yourself. God's going to take care of it all. You can go beat your wife, go hang out at the liquor store on Saturday afternoon, beat the hell out of your wife on Saturday, and put your offering in the offer plate on Sunday, and God's going to, he's going to increase you.
Yep.
They have an increase tenfold, and they run around. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yep.
And it's the same thing they've learned from government. It's the same thing they've learned from the socialist ideology, the black liberation theology. It's all the same garbage. No one has to be responsible. Someone else's job to do that for you, including God. And it just irks me to no end. There's no personal responsibility in any of these people.
It's just, and if you go through the parking lot, okay, literally, at least a third, if not more, of the license plates in that parking lot are disabled people tags.
Oh, sure. You know they're all on the dole. I mean, I hate to be this way, but and Creflo is not alone in this arena. I mean,
no.
You've got Joel Osteen and a whole host of others on the white side of the fence, you know, if we want to divide it up that way. They're in the same business. And I have talked about the fact that, you know, churches should not be a 501c3 corporation that's getting the church and the state bed together. And it's absolutely dead wrong. And so today, I was reading an article about Obama, and, you know, this goes right into what you're talking about at the top of the show, about him being in trouble over his position, or lack thereof, on marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know...
Well, Biden took care of that for him.
Well, Biden's an idiot. And everyone's
evolving.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
Biden's
of course
a total
he is.
Idiot.
Yeah, and I think everyone knows that, and he's good to laugh. But, you know, Obama can be his own worst enemy at times. If I'm Obama, and they ask me a direct question about my stance on gay marriage, there's a very simple answer that would shut everybody up. And that is, you know, my personal opinion has no bearing on the law. We are a nation of laws. Need to abide by law. My personal opinion, my personal feelings don't have any input. You know, I can have my personal opinion, I can be completely against it. However, our law in the 14th Amendment says there's to be equal protection under the law and equal application of the law. And if we're going to extend benefits to people who get married, then we have to do equally, even if we don't like the marriage arrangement, even if we disagree with it.
Well, we have three other callers, which I've not heard one of them speak. Who else is out there?
You got to invite us in. It's Linda from California. I'm in
my
car.
Jump on in there.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do the rally. There's a whole bunch of us love seniors out here. Trying to fight for stuff. I had an interesting conversation with one of the gals who's doing exactly what I'm doing today, and how this all ties into Agenda 21. She sent me a lot of information on the City Council of Oceanside, actually the Planning Commission, and they are getting ready to do meetings and open to the public. I will be there speaking once I get my Google alerts up to find out when they're doing it, because they want to do this whole thing in our area of affordable housing, according, you know, which goes right along with ICLEI's general plan stuff. And I'm definitely going to get my team down there to talk. I mean, we've got to fight. So that's why I'm out here in the street today, because we've got to educate people. They're trying to take our homes away. They're acting like Nazis, and it's really bad. And these are just the park owners, not even mentioning the city council.
Mm.
It's, you know, it's nuts. So what we need, Hollis, is we need a ability for me to live feed camera audio and write the Blog Talk chat room.
That would work.
Uh-huh.
You can record it and play it later, but I'd like to. I'll have to find out if we can do that.
Oh, man. That would be worth me buying a camcorder, you know.
You, You may be able to do it through you can do the chat room now on your cell phone.
Okay, I don't have one of those iPhones fancy things. Now I can't find a place to park. Oh, God. Anyway,
if your phone gets the internet, you can get on the chat room on your phone.
Okay. I didn't know that.
You might be able to feed through that. I will find out.
Yeah, I've got Skype, but if I don't have a way, like a laptop and a way to do all that, you know, that would be interesting. I don't know how to do it, but it would probably be expensive.
I was going to say, you can tie your Skype to your cell phone.
Okay.
I don't know how much they charge for that. I'm going to be looking into some of this, too. And Hollis, I agree with you and Linda's idea.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do some live broadcasts. One of the things I want to do is come hell or high water, I want to attend the Republican National Convention down in Tampa.
Yep.
As press, if nothing else.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to...
got to figure out a way to get the press credentials.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
I've got an old NBC pass, press pass, but I don't know if it's still any good.
I wonder if we could apply for that from the website and get it.
Yeah, I think we could just have a blast because I'm out here on the ground almost every day. And it would really make our shows happy.
I just wonder if we could apply to the Republican National people for a press pass for us and get it. Then we could send a couple folks down there and really go to town.
Well, see, I hate to let this out of the bag, but what I was thinking about trying to do, and I've still got to do some research on it on Thursday, I want to see what it'll take to start an LLC and start a company like the Tea Party News Network, TNN.
Right.
Yeah.
And do, you know, live RSS feeds online and the whole thing. So.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it's $100 to start an LLC. That's easily done. I can do that tomorrow and have it in 48 hours.
Wow.
So.
But I want... So it would have to be the name would have to be trademarked and all of that, and that's easy enough to do as well. But logistically,
if the state issues the name,
right?
Okay, you could trademark it afterwards. Nobody can take it.
Right.
So it's protected. The state issues.
Hollis, you've got my email. So if you find a thing out about Blog Talk Radio. That the ability for us to do that kind of thing or anything like that, just let me know.
I've got their 1-800 number finally, and I used that once before. I'll try to call them again.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. That'll work.
But
I'm stuck in this stupid 4:30 traffic.
California. That's what you're going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
Hollis.
Yeah.
I think. To your point with the cell phone, you know, I've got an older camcorder that has, you know, obviously video and audio.
Right.
I'm willing to bet that I could plug that into my cell phone and link to my home computer so I could do a live broadcast.
Yep.
That would be so amazing.
I believe you can. So even if you use that GoToMeeting on it, you could hook to your home computer and feed to your home computer with a camcorder.
Right.
There's a way it could be done, no doubt about it.
I know there is. And the beauty of that is if you're linked and you would want to be linked to another terminal that isn't just your camera, because then if they want to take your video or whatever, it's still on your system at home.
You still got it.
You guys are way ahead of me on the electronic stuff. So email me what I need to know.
I'm definitely going to be working on that Thursday. So
I'm about to go purchase a new camcorder. Believe it or not, a little bitty one that I could hold in my hand that takes a chip will suck up, you know, a terabyte of information just on a chip. You can buy them now that are just massive in size.
Cool. Great.
You can tape for 3 or 4 days running on one chip. So, but the old that's a tape one. I can't do it. Bill's on the line too. I see. I lit him up a few minutes ago.
Well, hello,
I'm
Bill.
Here. Hello, everybody.
Well, there's four people, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the chat on the phone. So I don't know who's listening and not talking.
I am here.
Robert. Michael Magic.
Yo, the gang's all here. You know, I've been wanting to do, like Ron's saying, I've been wanting to do something where we could do live broadcasts. And,
it'd be so cool.
Yeah, it would. Where we could actually get out here into the crowds and then interview people in the crowds.
Yep.
Something we ought to be thinking about is I was at Delaney the other day, and the phone reception down there is terrible.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you're in the middle of the hills, and you're in the valley, and it's just...
Right.
But I know they have a computer there, and I could tap off of that,
mm-hmm.
off the computer, and we could easily hook up a camera, but then I don't know how we would be heard, because we couldn't use the phones.
No,
yeah.
Your camcorder will pick up the sound, transmit it through the phone.
That's true.
So... You could do that when you do the thing in Indiana. We could really have, you know, the folks that can't be there could still be a part.
Yeah.
You know what else we could do, folks, is we could do Skype with a webcam.
Okay.
And connect to folks that can't be at the picnic.
There you go.
So can you, if you had a laptop, with a Skype thing, that would work, right?
Yes. Yes, you could do it with that. You could
wow.
do that. You could do it with Skype and the webcam on your laptop.
Cool.
And, you know, you can call multiple people on Skype at one time and get them on.
Well,
yeah.
The other thing is, when I use Skype to call in as the host, I don't, even if I turn the camera on, it doesn't, nobody in the chat room can see me.
No, because they have to be on Skype as well.
Oh,
I'll work on that.
Okay.
I'll work on that. You know, let me say this, guys, about the website. I have gone to Google. I've gone to, what is the name of that other one? GoDaddy and a bunch of other people. The challenge that I'm running into is finding someone who can host it with a chat room.
Huh.
Trying to lower our cost and enhance our website. And the problem I'm running into is finding someone who could host the site to still do the chat room.
Ah, that's a toughie, huh?
Yeah. But Blog Talk Radio has been doing some, and I was telling Yola the other day, they have made a lot of improvements that I haven't had time to catch up with, and I am going to be doing that here shortly, and I'm going to optimize the site. I also... I'm going to be meeting with a guy that does just that, optimizes websites to draw more attention. He's already working on my wife's business website.
Cool.
He is going to and help us get more attention. And, you know, right now if you Google Patriot Families with a YS, it goes to our website. I want that to happen anytime you look for Patriots, Families, any of that, any of the two words. And that's
cool.
What this guy's going to do for us.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well,
I'm working on that end of it.
I got a couple people. You want me to interview anybody?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, guys. How are you today?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're all out for the same thing. Do you want to talk to the folks on the radio and tell them why you're here? How about you?
What?
You want to talk on the air? You're on internet radio. Tell them why you're here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Tell them more than that.
Tell them your name.
Hello.
How are you doing?
My name is Charles McVeigh. I live in Oceanside, California.
You're a veteran.
I am a veteran of the United States Air Force Strategic Air Command.
Thank you for your service.
I want to make a little statement to something on our vacancy deed control. And you live in your homes. You sleep in peace and safe and secure, knowing that your home won't be taken. Veterans answered the call of America when it needed its guardians of freedom. We sacrificed much, some the ultimate. They gave their life. Now, we have hundreds of veterans living in these mobile homes, over 100 in one park alone. Now, we need help to save our homes. We want people to vote no on Propositions E and F to save our homes, so that we may sleep in our homes in peace, in our beds at night, knowing our homes, we won't lose our homes.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, and God bless you for your service to this country. Yeah, he's passionate and he's wonderful, and we got about 50 people out here, and we'll probably have a few more. There's, like I said, it's all tied into A21, and they're just being Nazis, and the park owners, I mean... The park owner's daughter actually called my mother's landline and tried to get her to vote yes on E, and she hung up on her. It was hysterical. But, yeah. And I'm actually phone banking here at Oceanside. We have the list of registrar of voters. I did about a page and a half today, and I got a lot more to go. But I'll just keep doing it, tell them to vote no on E. And if I get an answering machine, I say very politely, you know, hey, I'm with this group, and... You know, we just want you guys on June 5th to vote no on E, and then I thank them and hang up and all that. So, yeah, we're fighting. There's a lot of seniors and veterans out here who just, we're getting railroaded, so that's why we're doing it.
Well, that's what's got to happen. It's got to take people, you know,
yep,
giving up their time, their energy, their heart to make sure
that,
you know, we set this tyrannical government,
and it's all the way down to the city councils and the city plants everywhere you go, and then you've got the corporatocracy, because these people who are fighting against us have hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, to fight us,
yeah,
and take our property rights away from us.
Well, they're fighting you with your own money.
Oh, of course, yes. I mean,
that's the bullshit of it all. They are fighting us with our own money.
Because we're paying space rent, so they use that, you know, profits on that, profit margin on that, to fight us. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's the same on every level, you know, federal, state, and local. We're just total slaves. We might as well be bowing to Pharaoh and, you know, going back to Egypt. I mean, that's what's going on.
Well, there's a good old boy network in every town.
Oh yeah. Oh, they're huge. I know. I can tell you their names now.
I know.
Hey, Joe,
I know it well in my area.
Yeah.
I fight them all the time. I'm the biggest one in their butt.
Good for you. How's things going with Murdoch?
Murdoch's got a 21% lead right
Thank
now.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
And
that is awesome.
That came down to a battle between Lugar being supported by the GOP establishment. Mitch Daniels came out for him. Eric Cantor came there for him. The only person of real name recognition that Murdoch got was Sarah Palin.
Wow.
Murdoch's backed by the Tea Party. And that's what we're seeing, is a battle between the Tea Party and the GOP establishment here in Indiana. And
yes,
the GOP establishment appears to be getting their butt handed to them.
Well, you know what? I'm going through the same thing here. I mean, we talked a little bit about that with Robert Kaplan yesterday and Ron, you know, on the show. The establishment has got their roots so deeply entrenched. You guys, tomorrow I've got some real good stuff to talk about with how the Republican Party got started and when. It was really good stuff. You know, what their premise was. Yeah, it's amazing. But it has morphed into, you know, that neo-Nazi style nonsense that we all love so much, right?
Well, you know, we need to see a lot more of this going on around the country with the Tea Party. And I hope and pray that the Tea Party folks are waking up to the fact that just because a guy has an R next to his name does not mean that he's a decent human being and that he holds the same values and principles. That's what I was talking about earlier, where they just give it lip service, and boy, it tears me up. It gets me really hacked.
Well, you know, Ron, it should, and it should all of us. And thank God so many of us are awake, and I think with the things I'm doing out here on the streets and going to these meetings and talking on the phone and connecting with I'm not kidding, I've connected with so many people. I was sitting, after we did the Ron Paul thing, and Maureen was driving me back to my car, so I said I had to call an ambulance because my knees were killing me. But she's Tri-City Tea Party whatever group, and she actually knows a lot of the people in this group that are standing here on the street today, and she was a little confused as to why we're voting no on this crap. I was trying to explain it to her, you know, best that I could, because she's been lied to by this corporatocracy and these little evil ones in the city council who want to take away our rent protection. We're not for big government. There's two-thirds of this action that's conservative. I mean, and they just, you know, so on every level you're going to get, you know, as we've all learned through reading history, nothing is always as it seems, and you've got to have the good, bad, and the ugly in history, to quote David Martin, to get the truth, right?
Absolutely, and we've just got to get some of these folks that are in the Tea Party that are, you know, dyed-in-the-wool GOP hardline.
Yeah.
We got to get them to recognize the facts and that we just can't compromise anymore.
Yeah, they got to recognize the fallacies, you know, the blatant lies and the rhetoric. They've got to see through the propaganda, the political propaganda. And out there, you know, they're good. They're good at the lying. They're good at that dialectic, and boy, they use it to their advantage, don't they?
Yep.
They try hard. But what people really got to wake up to the fact is that both parties, both the establishments and both parties are both conspiring to take away every freedom and liberty we have.
Yep.
They're both part of Agenda 21. They're both in the Bilderbergs, the CFR and all those things. They're all in this together. And until people wake up and see that we're fighting two evils, the evil on the right and the evil on the left, they're walking around blind, like Ron says. They're just voting for whoever's got an R behind their name. They don't understand. They're not looking into the voting records or the things that this person has said or supported.
Oh, you know, this is the first time I filled out a primary ballot where I was so dead on. I had to look up one person to make sure that I was going to vote for the right one, and it was a judgeship. I'm telling you, I've got it down now. I can see through this stuff, thank God. It's amazing. And that's what every voter should do.
Well, you know, Rod made a point that party membership should be left to the commies. Well, you know what? And we have done that, and I think that's an awesome point. That's what's wrong with our two-party system today, because both parties have been infiltrated. And I'm telling you, these people, they don't for a minute believe that they're progressive, you know, what I would call neoconservatives, but they sure are. Their actions prove it time and time again.
Yes.
One of the things I'm reading that I'm seeing a recurring theme in a lot of the comments on articles, and the one about the RNC chairman asking him to resign because he violated rule number 11 is an example of that. A lot of the Republican voters, that they for every excuse in the world not to support Ron Paul, one of the reoccurring themes is his supporters. And one of the things that they say is, you know, Ron Paul supporters just look at things as if it's Ron Paul or nothing. Well, he's right. And that's because we realize that anything else is a compromise, and we can't afford to compromise anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is the 11th hour, if not worse.
We cannot get this wrong.
No, absolutely. I'm praying for Ron Paul every day.
So Ron.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. So hypothetically, let's say everybody woke up 4 years ago, right? They just had enough of both of their parties, right?
Yeah.
And they went down to the courthouse and changed their registration as independent. Would that have dipped out of the budget and we could have had a third party then?
Wouldn't make a bean's worth of difference.
It wouldn't make a difference. He is right.
And
third
I'll tell
party.
You why. Yep, and I'll tell you why. And this is something that it's so hard for people to get their minds around because they know it. They know it's true. But they keep playing the game as if it's not. You have, in the state of Georgia, you've got 45 electors in the Electoral College that are going to vote to elect the next president. 15 of them are Republican, 15 of them are Democrat, and 15 of them are Libertarian. That's all you get. You can go down and register and have mass demonstrations all you want, but those 45 people in the state of Georgia are the ones that are going to cast their vote for president, and the whole rest of us in the state who go out for the primary, which is nothing more than a poll, an opinion poll, a popularity poll, don't mean squat.
Well, that's why you've got to find out who you're. We've talked about this on the show before. You've got to know who your electric members are, so you can get to them.
But Carlos, I know you've had to have read the list of the people here in Georgia.
Well, I have, and I know who they are. They're the Good Old Boy Network.
Yep, exactly. It's a who's who. I guarantee you, straight down the line, damn near every Republican on there would vote for Mitt Romney. Every Democrat on the line is going to vote for Obama. So, and this is the argument I had with people at our county convention. You know, they're saying, oh, Mitt Romney. I said, okay, or oh, Newt Gingrich. I said, the only way you're going to win the White House is with the independent vote, the Libertarians and the independents. And
exactly.
You're not going to get, Newt Gingrich is not going to get the independent Libertarian vote, and neither is Mitt Romney.
No.
He's not going to do it. And that's why when you look at the polls, Ron Paul clobbers both of them in the polls, and I don't put a lot of faith in the polls.
Well, you can't because you can get two different polls in one day and they say exactly the opposite things.
Well, it's just like everything else. It's just like focus groups. They have a method of which they use to ask the questions to make the poll go to the direction they want it to.
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, there's I'll give you a perfect example. There's a USA Today poll that keeps getting circulated on the internet that absolutely infuriates me. And the poll is, do you believe the Second Amendment grants the right to keep and bear arms? Well, my answer is no, because it doesn't. But the answer that they want is yes. But the Second Amendment does no such thing. You have that right. It's inherent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The Second Amendment simply puts government on notice. They're not to infringe on that right, even though they do.
And they continue to try. But they word the polls. There's your example. They word the polls to get the answer they want to get, because the reality of it is, what we do is educate people. That's why our website and our radio station and our radio shows are here, is to educate people, because they don't study enough for themselves.
You know, Hollis, when I was at our county convention, I had the opportunity to talk with one of our representatives who was there, Charlize Byrd. And Charlize and I have a bit of history. When I was lobbying down at the Capitol, she didn't agree. She got very upset with me challenging their authority to do what they were trying to do. And I asked her about the constitutional carry law that was a bill that was presented in our House of Representatives here in Georgia. And, you know, they held hearings on it, and it never made it out of committee. And I told her, don't you find it a bit ironic that our elected officials are holding committee hearings on whether or not they should pass a law to obey the Constitution. That we're even going to have a discussion on it ought to express the depth to which we have sunk.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
It's insanity. And she agreed with it. And yet, it couldn't make it out of committee.
Amazing. Yep.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
Linda, it sounds active over there.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of support from the honking horns. That means they like us.
Hey, Linda's not telling, she's in her bikini, though.
Nah,
oh,
that's
no. Oh, no, no. I got to lose 40 pounds to do that. No. I keep going to the dentist, and that'll happen real soon. Oh,
there
man.
You go.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know,
yeah, it, go ahead.
Oh, I just say it. I mean, it's nuts that in this country that our lawmakers would even entertain a conversation on whether or not they should obey the law.
Yeah, it's
yes.
Well, it's an upside down world. We know that. I can't even believe. Did you guys hear the report? I got to get into it later. Because I missed all of Beck today, and there's like 2 hours. There's a documentary on Scott Walker. I can't remember the gentleman's name who did it, but it'll be on second hour of Beck's GBTV thing, and I'll see that later. And the other one he was talking about on the radio, I'm sure he's going to cover more of it. Screwy Louie's trying to foment hatred towards the president again.
Of course.
You know, the DOJ doesn't go after him. And then I guess Biden was opening his mouth on some crap, and he stated, I think, a few months back that he didn't want to second guess the Chinese policy for family thing. You know, get taken away from others who already have one child, the ones that didn't get aborted. And then they find out that China's got, it's China or Taiwan or one of those got off of, oh, North Korea. They're making pharmaceuticals and they're grinding up baby's skin. Aborted.
That was China.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
that was caught in South Korea.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Asian culture is weird to me. I mean, seriously, those people have some worked out ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. What would they do that for? I mean, for God's sake.
Well, it's longevity, rejuvenation, and I mean, you know, it's like an aphrodisiac, and you're talking about, you know, ancient Chinese medicine using dead fetuses, and they dry them out, and then they grind them into powder, and they put them in these capsules. And, the people are nuts.
Yeah, they are. Well, we got to keep this in this country because the nuts that are running our government right now, I don't put anything past these clowns.
I mean, yeah, I saw a comment someone said, and they're absolutely right. Welcome to Soylent Green.
Yeah.
Well, they're messing with all our food. This whole obesity thing, it's just drives me nuts because here we are griping about obesity when GMOs are linked as being one of the major causes of obesity. But your current administration and all their cronies are tied hand and foot in with Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing all this to us?
Yeah, well, you know,
anybody with their right mind should look at Monsanto and say, wait, aren't you the goobers who made Agent Orange and all that other crap? Why
I
want to
know this. I want to know this. You tell me how I get on my TV and I see these flipping advertisement that says one of every four children out there is starving in our country. One of your neighbors is probably one of them. And yet we have an obesity problem.
Look,
which way is it?
You know, Frank used to say, show me these starving kids. Bring them down. I'll buy them a damn cheeseburger, okay? I mean, you have got record numbers on food stamps.
Yeah.
You've got WIC. You've got, I mean, I can go right over here to my local church, and we've got a huge food pantry. We give groceries to people all the time. You're just not going to tell me that there's all these starving kids unless their parents are strung out on crack or heroin or whatever, and they just don't care for their kids.
Right.
And it's not one in every four. Now, I might go with you that one in every four kids are starving for nutrition because all they're eating is this garbage that the corporate farms are putting out.
Right.
Because they have no nutritional value in it.
Or is it that, Ron? Or is it because one in every four kids is on a prescription drug?
Well, that's another thing too.
Are those corporate farms anything like the collective farms in the Ukraine?
No. Let me tell you, having grown up in Illinois and seeing some of the corporate farms, these guys, this happened all through the late 70s and early 80s. My grandfather used to talk about all these guys taking that easy money from the government, but it always came with strings attached, and a lot of these guys lost family farms that have been in the family for 110 years or more.
Yep.
And these big corporate guys come in, they buy them up, they use huge equipment, and they come in and they,
right.
I mean, they can do a half section, 380 acres in no time.
Yeah.
And they all have contracts with places like, Frito-Lay and stuff like that. So they're growing a specific type of GMO corn that's approved to make Fritos and Doritos and all those other things. And they know exactly how much yield per acre. And it's nuts.
Ron, did you hear that they banned Obama?
Who?
For eating. The government, his own government, banned him for eating junk food at a restaurant on his campaign stumps. Isn't that something?
Yeah, now they're going to start censoring that so we don't see them eating.
Of course they're going to. They're not going to let you see that.
Well, how many
times? You can't show Michelle
going?
Eating ribs.
Yeah, Michelle Antoinette talks about broccoli and no fries, but every time she goes on her 17 vacations, she's munching down ice cream cones in every port in the world.
You can't show her eating ribs and, talking about obesity at the same time. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, she's an oligarch freak hater.
Folks, here's the bottom line. I personally think she's as dangerous as he is, if not more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I definitely agree with that.
Because nobody questions her.
I question her.
Let's hope she has to pack up her belongings and get out of that White House pretty soon.
Well, she wants to take a walk. She just wants to walk away. Go ahead.
I wonder how many of her staff she gets to take with her.
I don't know. Well, at least if she takes them out of there, maybe the taxpayers won't have to pay for it anymore. I want to see those, like you talked about, I want to see those czars gone, every last one of them.
Yes.
All 40, whatever. Oh, God. That's evil.
I mean, that alone would put a dent in the deficit.
Well, probably.
Because we still don't know what they get paid.
Oh, I know.
Exactly.
There's nothing. There's no reports on that.
So.
Mr. Hollis.
Yes.
Did you know that we're bailing out the post office now?
Yes, I saw that today. We are bailing out the post office.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not a loan. It's a grant. Watch.
Oh,
it's a grant from the taxpayer.
Right.
The post office would never pay back a loan. They know that because they don't make money now. It cost us $25 million a day for the post office to stay open. That's the truth.
Like Amtrak.
$25 million a day for the United States Post Office to stay open. That's what it is costing the taxpayers right now.
It's insane.
Yep.
I know. The waste, fraud, and abuse is amazing.
Well,
got a lot of support.
Yeah, I realize. Postal workers.
Linda, every time that happens, I just grin like crazy.
It's just another bailout or a grant to a union.
Well, it's exactly what it is. And I posted in the chat earlier this thing from ex-Senator Bill Bradley, who's now a partner in a bank. And they asked him, he said he was also asked if the nation needs more fiscal restraint or more stimulus. His response, I think we need both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good God.
Crazy.
He should have retired when he got out of basketball.
I mean, how can these people think this way? And I mean, look at what we've done with Amtrak. That's been such a smashing success.
And Obama wants more. He wants more rail. You know,
oh,
he hasn't touted that in a long time. But that's
well,
coming. Before the campaign's over, I predict he'll dance that out there to you.
That high-speed rail they want is part of Agenda 21.
Yes.
Look, we're arguing that right here in Georgia over the T-Splosh crap with this rail. It's a rail to nowhere.
That's what they're doing in California. They're pushing it huge. So we're going after Sandag, which is the San Diego, whatever. It's the transportation of ICLEI and all the rest of this nonsense. So we're doing our best, fighting it every day.
And
I'm fighting it right now.
I haven't looked into it here in Georgia or California, but I would be willing to bet money that the company that is looking to get awarded the contract is called Cintra.
I bet you would be right.
Wow. Yeah, we've got a lot of homework to do on this stuff, and we've got a good-sized team, so hopefully we'll get that done.
Rob
before we go to our
Cintra. Cintra's also getting toll roads across the country.
Yep.
They bought one here in Indiana. Mitch Daniels sold him one here in Indiana, which was one of the dumbest things he ever did.
Yep.
When
we look at it, instead of Indiana making money off the deal, we're going to end up making somebody else, a company from Spain, rich off the deal. But we're not going to get wealthy off of it.
And see, they try to pass that off as privatizing, which is a
biggest
load of crap because the government is flipping subsidizing it. And then you look into who is Cintra. You know who their lead attorney is? Rudy Giuliani's law firm out of Texas, Giuliani and Brace.
Great.
Exactly.
Oh, my Lord.
And the Carlyle Group, who is also partly owned by the Bush family, owns a 25% stake in Cintra.
There you go. We're right back to it's both parties.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
I went through all that when they were trying to run that junk through Texas. And see, the goal is, and this is why I was so adamant against Newt Gingrich when everybody was, saying, oh, Newt's going to run, Newt's going to run. Newt Gingrich was instrumental in getting NAFTA and GATT treaties passed. And Bill Clinton signed them into law. And too many people forget that. And this was during the time when we had a Republican majority in the Congress and they shut down the government and they balanced the budget and all those great things.
But
what they don't realize is this is a major portion of the Agenda 21 project. And it ties into the Mexican trucks coming over the U.S. border and bringing them into the United States. The central hub is in Kansas City. And the idea was that all these trucks and light rail were going to come in from deep water ports in Mexico, thereby shutting off the eastern and western ports in the United States.
Oh, God.
So they could bring this stuff in into the deep water ports in Mexico, bring it up through Mexico, they'd roll right across the border with no inspection. The trucks would not stop until they got to Kansas City. And from there, the loads would be rerouted throughout the U.S. and Canada.
My God. It's crazy. Was that the SPP thing that got scrubbed?
Well, the SPP.
SPP, Security and Prosperity Project.
Right, that was a Security and Prosperity Partnership for a North American Union.
Oh, God. Yeah,
that
was signed by
Bush, Vicente Fox, and Paul Martin. But the larger project was called NASCO.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, they've since changed their website and their map and everything else.
Yeah.
because it got so much attention on the internet that they couldn't put the poop back in the horse, so to speak.
I know.
Yeah.
Here in Indiana, we threw a big fit over the STP project and the NAFTA Superhighway. Again, our Governor Daniels, right there, supporting both. It's one of the reasons why I said I would never have supported him for president.
Right. Unbelievable.
So, you know, and you go back and look, this also ties in with, and the one that really got me furious was the general, and I forget his name now, I've still got the link saved, the general who was in charge or the head of NORTHCOM, signing an agreement with the Canadian military to allow Canadian troops on U.S. soil for law enforcement purposes during times of civil unrest. And I wrote my congressman and I asked him, who in the hell gave this guy the authority to write military treaties with a foreign nation?
Bush did.
Well, he can't. Only Congress can do that.
Well,
and that
was just fine. like this.
They did that on
guys, Obama goes over to Afghanistan and signs this frickin' treaty or whatever you want to call it with them saying that we won't attack with drones in their country without prior notice. Okay?
And he promised them money again. How the hell is he going to give it to them without congressional approval? And why isn't people screaming bloody murder saying, show us what you signed, fool, we want to know, because we're not going to approve the money.
And you know what? We know how they're going to get the money through. It's going to be through regulatory administrative crap.
Yeah. And it won't be controlled or regulated by Congress whatsoever, in which it's legally supposed to be. That's the kind of garbage we have to get the executive branch under control for. And if we don't, they're going to just destroy us and everybody in it.
Well, we have to get the entire government under control, because Congress passes a law and then the administrative agencies are rewriting the law through regulation. It's bureaucracy. And
that's
it's a
what the czars
load
are for.
Of junk.
That's what the czars are there doing.
Well, you know, that's what Dr. Paul keeps saying. You know, we haven't followed the Constitution for so long, and he says that's what we ought to be doing.
Yeah, we're getting killed by a bureaucracy.
Yeah, and Cass Sunstein and the rest of them, and these stupid treaties that, you know, and the UN, which has no authority, and they're usurping our founding documents. They're just shredding them. And every day we wake up, we get less freedom. I'm tired of it.
This is one reason why ending the Federal Reserve System is of monumental importance, because it cuts off the money supply to Congress. They can't simply write those blank checks every day.
Yep. It would
be a forced balanced budget without a constitutional amendment. We don't need one.
Yeah. How do you, and with the media, how do you justify being a so-called journalist and you're not reporting on? There's a few people out there now, because that one I sent to Bill and a couple of you guys, so YouTube, about the $4.2 billion per year being written checks out of the Treasury Department from the IRS, given illegal aliens inside this country, child tax credits, kids that live in Mexico.
Don't even get me started on the flipping IRS.
That's what's going on, and nobody says a damn word. Where the hell's Congress?
That's $42 billion a year subsidizing the Mexican economy. The Mexican economy without that money would fall.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
And where's
80% of Mexico's economy
these...
comes from those remittances and stuff, Linda. And drug money. That's 80% of the Mexican economy.
Oh yeah.
Those two
and
things.
Then, probably the other 10% or so comes from just the schlepping, you know, wage earners who are still undocumented, and they're getting pushed into the table, and they're sending it back too. So, they're taking our jobs away.
Well, you know, that's our second largest export in this country is U.S. dollars. You know what the first is? You know what the largest export in this country is?
What's that?
garbage.
Oh,
I'm
no.
serious. Trash.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the recycled stuff. And
no, we send trash on barges to China.
Good grief.
What are they doing with it?
I think they're putting it in drywall and toothpaste and sending it back to us.
And dog food.
And dog food. You know, my dog got poisoned. My first dog got poisoned by that dog food. Died. Developed stage and liver cancer. He died in my arms.
Terrible. I know. Oh, we got to take back our country, people.
All we're doing by exporting all this money, whether it's supporting, you know, the Mexican economy by exporting dollars down there, whether it's through illegal, labor here in the U.S., or whether it's through all these damn loans between the IMF, the currency swaps, the derivative swaps, the funding through the Federal Reserve, $16.8 trillion to the banks over in Europe.
Yeah.
All we're doing is we're taking all the prosperity of the working class American and we're exporting it overseas where it's being consumed, and we're left holding the bag for the damn debt. And it's time we stopped it.
I agree. You know, I mean, I keep saying, you know, we've got, especially here in California, I'm sure other states have this problem. They've got so many programs and so many welfare offices and stamps and WIC, and they've got three or four others that I have to research out of, you know, different municipalities that they just the bank is open for these undocumented people that swarm across the border since 1971. And nobody says a word about it. It's like, somebody please close the banks. Stop giving them the money and the jobs and the schooling and the hospitals. They've closed hospitals in Los Angeles and in San Diego because of this stuff.
Well, you know,
Texas.
You'll remember back during the height of the bank and home mortgage debacle and the bubble bursting that, you know, they were reporting on illegal aliens getting credit cards.
Yeah.
Even though they don't have a social security number. Okay, and everybody was pointing the finger at Bank of America.
Yeah.
But there's something they weren't reporting on. Okay? Where in the hell did Bank of America get the information on these illegals to proselytize them for credit card services? I know exactly where it came from. It came from our Internal Revenue Service, because these people may not have Social Security numbers. Some of them do, and they're stolen, like Obama's. But many of them apply for TINs, which is Taxpayer Identification Numbers.
Yes.
Now, where do you think Bank of America would get a list of names of people who had TIN numbers who might want to get a credit card?
IRS.
Exactly.
Bastard.
I'm telling you, the whole illegal alien thing is just a way to continue to prop up the expansionary monetary system. Because the American people, I mean, look, you got all these programs they're trying to fund. They can't fund them. The taxpayers are tapped out. The middle class is not having any part of any kind of a tax increase. So what do you do? Well, you bring in a bunch more low to middle class workers. You let them come in the country, and you're still expanding credit. You're still expanding debt because you keep increasing the population with all these illegals. That's all they're doing.
Exactly.
Well,
it's insane.
Know,
go ahead, Robert.
You know that Bank of America is owned by Arabs, too. You know that, right?
Well, quite frankly, I don't give a damn who owns it. You know, it's not just Bank of America. It's Bank of America. It's J.P. Morgan Chase. It's Citigroup. It's the big Wells Fargo, who now, you know, owns Bank Charter Number One, but those banks are the stockholders in the Federal Reserve System.
Hello.
And that's where your problem lies. That is the belly of the beast. Until we can end our expansionary credit debt monetary system, the game will just keep right on going. There's too much money.
I don't think that's going to happen, Ron. I don't think they don't want it to happen. That's the problem. I mean,
well, of course they don't want it to happen. Look at the largest contributors to the Republican National Committee and the Democrat National Committee. It's the banks.
Yeah.
And they give gleefully to both sides.
Yeah, but I heard this girl, she was a celebrity. I can't remember her name. But she just can't wait until Obama gets elected again. And how she put it in perspective, she said, if he gets elected again, just watch out. Everything's going to turn on. Now, what does that mean to you, Ron?
I know what it means. But I don't think it matters if Obama gets elected or if Romney gets elected.
I don't see a difference.
No. I mean, I don't know what that means, turn on. I mean, I don't know what it's going to turn on. Does that mean Agenda 21 is going to turn on all over the United States and everybody's going to be crashing? You know, that's I don't understand it. I mean, that's my interpretation of it. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I don't think you're wrong. I mean, it's like switching on the grid is what they're talking about.
I mean,
am I on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I lost my connection that call back in, but anyway. And Hollis never tells me when he beats me in, so. Anyway, Robert, I think that's the switch that Glenn Beck was talking about a year ago, because they're building these machines. And I'm going to talk about it tomorrow on my show. I've got a whole bunch of stuff for you guys, with the NDAA and the FEMA camps, and, you know, they're gearing up for civil unrest in this country. And once they flip that switch, you know, all bets are off, and we're gonna have a lot of darkness coming our way. We'll survive it, but man, we better be on our toes and on our knees and all the rest of it, and have our education and ducks in a row, know who we are and what we stand for, and start preaching it.
Well, guys, I'm going to jump out of here and let somebody else have a turn and eat my
okay.
dinner. I don't want to hog up the rest of the show, but thanks for having me
okay.
on. And God bless
great
everybody.
To hear your voice.
And let's
God
just
bless.
Keep fighting.
All right, Ron. Do. Take care.
All right.
Take care. Who else is on?
Well,
I'm here.
Bill's here, and Linda's here.
Good.
So.
Yeah, there's another part to that illegal immigration. They want to destroy the American culture.
Right.
And what better way to do it than to bring people here of a different culture who don't assimilate.
Right.
But want
and
us
they know
to,
it.
And they want us to adapt to their culture. We're not only seeing all the illegal immigrants from south of the border, but we've seen a 66% increase in Muslim immigration.
Yeah.
Well, they're comfortable. They've got a president who's going to turn around and give them anything they ask.
But there again, we're
low-cost loans for businesses. They get more perks than we do as American citizens.
Of course.
Heck yeah.
Of course. And they get the jobs, too. And the loans and the credit cards and the thousands of dollars in rebates from the IRS when they're not even supposed to be in the country to begin with.
We're right back. They're using the Muslims just like they are the illegals to destroy our culture. Tear down our culture. Destroy our culture. Tear down and destroy our economy.
Well, that's
tear
what
down
Quran
and,
says to do. To take
tear
us
down
over.
And destroy our religious beliefs. They're doing it. They're doing all these things.
Yep.
And
well,
you know, there's no. The only reason that the Republicans sit quiet, sit on their butts in Congress and the Senate, and aren't up and screaming about this, there's only one reason. They've got to be a part of the problem.
Yes, they are. They're in on it. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that they're in on it. Yeah.
They've either been bought or coerced.
Yeah, I'm convinced. There's so many that are just worthless, and they need to be thrown out. They need to be voted out immediately.
Well, it looks like the Tea Party, Ron's alluded to it too, is making a major difference.
Yeah.
In that, look at Lugar. He's gone. Party's going to take him out. And that's what needs to happen.
Good.
That's what needs to happen. I mean, the rhinos and the maggots need to go.
Sure. Absolutely. And the total commie progressives on the that have the D next to their name. And any of the rhinos that have the progressive next to their name, yeah, got to get rid of them. They're part of the major problem. So
when you see Lugar Paul, you realize that's going to put an even bigger fear in the GOP establishment of losing their power. That the Tea Party is gaining power, and they hate the Tea Party just as much as the Democrats do.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're upsetting the cart.
Yes.
We're asking for a return to physical sanity, economic sanity, and just plain morality. We're asking for a return to those things that they have turned away from. They're not conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't been conservatives for years. They're just as they have spent just as much as the Democrats. Hell, they vote with them on half of that stuff to spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it's all set up now, we're only, if you're not one of the two major parties, you can forget running for office because you'll never get the TV, the media time, the money, or any of the other perks that the other two parties get. And that makes it almost impossible to run a third-party candidate and have a legitimate chance of winning.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, Bill, did you like what my veteran friend said?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He comes to all the meetings, and he's just out here and just a sweetheart. That's why I thank him for his service to our country and for what he's doing to help us save our homes and fight against this big machine.
when that bill passes, right, if they say yes to it, that means they can kick everybody out of their own homes and all over.
Here's what they're trying to do. For the last few, since 1984, we have had called a rent control, meaning that the park owners of these mobile home establishment areas can only raise the rent once a year and at a very small percentage, because everybody in these homes are old, retired, on fixed incomes, or they're disabled, or they're veterans, or they're disabled veterans, and they're also seniors. And, this is the majority of them, and there's like 4,000 people just in the city of Oceanside who are in this boat. So if they take away our protections, and we're not subsidized by any stretch of the imagination. No taxpayer dollars come to us. We actually pay a monthly fee to the city of Oceanside, to the general fund, to cover any costs of, maintenance that the park owners have to do, plus we pay for water, trash, sewer, electricity, all separately, plus the rent for the space. If they get their way, I will never be able to sell that home, because nobody's going to buy a coach made in 1968 that's got no rent protection. They can raise the rent in the bill without limit. That's the way it's worded.
I don't know. Somebody else just chimed in. I'm not sure who it is. It may be
Brian. Yep.
Hi, Brian.
That's me. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
I thought I noticed recognized the number.
Right? I was going to chime in because, of course, you had to go and mention banks, and that being my specialty and all, and my irritation form and all that happy jazz. I was looking around earlier this morning, and I found I'm trying to find it now, but there was a post on my Facebook page from one of my buddies about how the government is saying I kid you not. You're gonna have to. You should probably be sitting down when I tell you this because you're gonna just die. They're trying to say that they can't find the bank fraud.
They can't find the what?
They can't find the bank fraud in the market crash with the real estate, you know, the Wall Street scandal.
Yep.
Yeah, they're trying to say they can't find the bank fraud.
Good grief. Yeah.
Well, that's Holder's DOJ saying that, right?
Okay. Well, actually, what they're saying is why no prosecutions on Wall Street? Goldman, J.P. Morgan, Citi, and Wells Fargo, Deutsche Bank. Okay. Well, actually, no wonder because I just found it. It's they're all clients of. What's his face?
Eric Holder.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they're...
That guy's got to go.
I'm going to put the link up on the page.
That guy should have never been where he's at.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I put a big post in there.
If everybody would...
question where to start to look for the fraud just to see if anybody would pick it up. So I'm waiting for either the police to show up at my door or... a message from somebody at my email address.
Wow.
But there's the link to the article. I just pasted it in the... but it's really funny how they're claiming that they just, you know, why no prosecutions have happened yet. Or some sort of...
wow.
So, I mean, it goes to show you why guys like him in position with the cronyism, why nothing has happened, because... They're all in a mission, you know. There's no way to get the crap whether or not nationwide or the country and so on. They want their money, and they're going to pass it on to their friends. And anything other than that is pretty much irrelevant. I mean, you know, I was just looking at some papers the other day, found a company in a little secret company that's buried as a... DBA under another major company that's a drilling company. It looks like they're going to use this Texas company as a source to start drilling for more natural gas here in the States. They're trying to tap into more natural gas resources here in the States.
Well, apparently they approved for drilling in one state. That was on the news tonight for natural gas.
Huh.
They're allowing them to open up another well somewhere in the Midwest.
Wow.
So they gave them the permit. The federal government gave them the permit.
Dude.
So, well, that's let me you got to think about it, folks. Why would they do that? They would do it so that Obama has something to tout on the campaign trail because he's got
right.
nothing.
Well, you know,
right.
tell
of
us,
course,
he's tell us the whole...
say, look, I found we tapped and found gas and blah, blah, blah. But the stupid thing is the underlying note to that, or the, not stupid, but the underlying thing to that, or the events to that tapping of that natural resource is we don't own any of it anyway. It's already been sold, so
right.
They're gonna. Hey, he can go tap all the gas he wants and blow it out his rear, and feed it to everybody as a you know, a bucket of whatever. But we don't own it anyway. It's already promised out along with the remaining oil that's in our ground.
Yeah, you know, Linda, just the sentence that you said when. You said that the federal government has granted a permit to someone to drill. I mean,
yeah.
that whole thing should not even be in the vocabulary.
No, it shouldn't. They shouldn't have that kind of control.
Our federal government should not own the percentage of land on this continent that they do. And all of the states' rights have been, completely usurped. It's horrible what's happened in the last 120 years, and that's how long it took to do it, and that's where we are now. And
well,
we got to
you know,
turn it around.
And it goes to show you where a while back, about mid-last Okay, last year, about this time, I was finishing up my courses and stuff for, you know, being a forensic mortgage auditor. And as my flight was going over from Illinois to Nevada, Illinois over to Washington State, actually both places, but anyway, the Corps of Engineers plotted out a crap load of land over near, like, Colorado and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay, so all that land that was flooded, which really didn't need to be, is now bought and owned by foreign entities. So
yeah.
There's events like that that, you know, okay, like this that just ruin events like that just ruin this country. But then you take it as far as, okay, people that own, you know, there's only so much property technically, you know, the government can own that isn't owned by private individuals. And there's got a whole bunch of this land that has natural resources under it, you know, that are,
sure,
you know, oil, whether it be oil, gold, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much of it, you know, they've got to be railroading people.
Sure.
And stripping property away from people to get this, you know? I mean,
that's the whole
just,
idea, Brian. That's the whole idea. That's their agenda.
Yeah, it's supposed to take away anyone owning private property.
Yep, all of it. They want it all. They don't want our cars either. I'm telling you, it's evil. They want to control us like ants. And I'm fighting it every day.
Well, that's all you can do. You have to fight it.
You have to fight it, and you have to keep educating and waking up other people to what it really is, to the real threat that it poses. A lot of people, and at the same time we're trying to expose it, they're putting out propaganda trying to hide it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because out of 56 million, okay, and I mean 56 million bad loans in a five-year period, wait, six, seven, eight, nine, 4.5 years, let's say five just to be humorous, 56 million bad loans 5 years. Okay.
Jesus.
How, with the wave of, okay, just out of example, I kind of brought this up in my show a week ago or so. California's got another wave of a couple hundred thousand, almost 2 million, I think, coming into foreclosure again or something like that. Okay. So with these waves of foreclosure coming, they're going to last probably another 5 or 10 years. At a certain point, there's going to be so many that everybody's going to be home. There's going to be a lot of homeless people.
Yep.
So you see where I'm going with this? Homeless people equal the need for FEMA camps.
Oh, yeah. My prediction is by the time November hits, the financial collapse will be, you know, pretty much in the works. So there's going to be more than 5 million homeless people running around, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If
they played it right and they got it lucky, somebody made a play, pulled out of the market and made a panic happen, cause the market to crash or whatever, they purposely crash it. There'll be more than five.
That'll be great. So everybody just get lots of ammo, extra food, and get your to help you reload, and I'll tell you all you can do. It's the truth.
Stay here.
Well, we're definitely facing. The most terrible times in our country's history.
Yeah.
And it's not been something that anyone's, that it's been something that's been done to us from within.
Yes. That's why it's so insidious and so evil. But at least people like us, at least we know it's coming and we can try to prepare the best we can. I do everything I can to educate people on a daily basis. I feel that's my job right now.
Well, that's all we can do right now.
Right. And I try to tell them about Agenda 21 and how to connect the dots. I try to tell them, you know, hey, read this book, read that one, whatever. Here's the site to go to. Here's the people that have been researching this stuff, you know, for 15 years. I tell them. I don't care if I'm in a supermarket, if I'm at a meeting, or I don't, it doesn't matter. I tell them.
Go get it, Linda.
Huh?
I said, go get it, Linda.
In fact, the guy who cleaned my teeth today looked at my, I have a button on my shirt, and he says, oh, no on E&F, and I says, absolutely. That's my campaign,
so,
you know, for today.
Linda, you need to send me a button that says Agenda 21, and I'll wear it.
I'll have to get you something. I'll get you what you got to do is somehow get one of these guys who you have their email, give me your email address, then I can send you all kinds of stuff.
Rod has my email. Rod has my email.
Linda.
All right.
Linda. You can get anybody's email that has joined the website by just going into that.
Okay, I'll do
okay.
it. Yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry.
Guys, I got to go. I have to say goodbye to you, but I just want to say thank you for letting me be on the show tonight.
No
oh, God bless you, Robert. I'm going to go,
have
too.
Have a good
I've
night,
got,
Robert.
Mom.
Blessings.
Bless Bill
okay,
and Howard and
care.
Ron and everybody. Thank you, guys.
My last words, though, the only thing we have to look forward to for the rest of our life, can't find a job, is to flip hamburgers.
Is to what?
It's to flip hamburgers.
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know, but that's
right,
what,
guys.
That's what Fox News said today. That's basically what everybody should, their goal in life right now is to find a job flipping burgers. So I swear to God.
Then we can go on YouTube and send YouTube to Michelle Obama while we're eating them.
I see you guys, man.
Okay, good night, guys.
Have a good evening.
Hey, Bill, you
well,
there?
I'm still here. I was going to say, did they all leave us now?
No, I'm still here. I'm just reading some stuff on another oil drilling company here down in Kentucky.
Private land?
I have got to get on the phone and check on my daughter.
Go ahead,
so
Hollis.
I'll let you close this out.
I'll take it on home.
All right, because I got to deal with that right now. I got to make sure she's okay.
You go right ahead.
All right,
I understand
thanks.
That. You're in our prayers.
Thank you.
Well Brian, is that on private land or public
land? Well, it just says. Well, this ain't for. It's a account. This is a company. It's Bayou City Two Well Drilling Program LP, in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Well, there's quite a few wells in Kentucky. That's an awful
Charles
mountainous region.
Charles Bukowski. Huh.
But until our government really gets serious about drilling for oil and letting the people, the oil companies drill for oil here and off our coast, we're going to see an energy crunch, and it's only going to get worse.
Right, but the problem is, even if, you know, this is something that me and Frank, you know, before Frank had his Frank had his stroke, there were like three major bailouts in a 2-day period, 4-day, 2 or 3-day period that me and him sat and watched, because there was no way anybody in their right minds were, you know. B of A was like 5 cents away from, you know, going bankrupt on the, or 5 cents from bailing up on the stock market and being pulled off the market. and somebody within like a 2 minute period come in and dropped a mill or two and they have to save their butt. You know, so whether it be another entity or another or the government secretly dropping in, you know, these bailouts that have happened and saved a lot of these financial, you know, these banks and so on. You know, the only way they got the money was borrowing the money, and they had to borrow it from somewhere, and they had to use that money to pay, you know, they had to use something for collateral. I mean, there is, we have nothing, you know, we can, America, unless they went to the printing presses and illegally printed up more money and did it, which is fairly possible. I mean, they already do it anyway, so I guess it wouldn't matter. But, you know, the oil that's in the ground currently isn't even ours. So, you know, that's been sold off years ago. They're just using it as a gambling tool to, you know.
Oh, that's just like they do with our debt. They keep saying, well, we can fix the debt by 10, 15 years down the road and this, and knowing that that's never going to happen.
Well, no, because that's why they, you know, if that were possible or feasible, then why did Nazi Hillary go over and sign an eminent domain contract with China?
Well. As far as Hillary goes, if you watch everything she's done, I mean, she's went and sided with the UN against our First and Second Amendments. She's sided
She's Obama's other snake. I mean, if you watch her and where she goes and what she does, while Obama's out creating havoc and his other team are creating havoc somewhere else, she's doing a lot of huge damage just independently. I mean,
yes,
for them to go out, I mean, as soon as the moment this country defaults on any payment, you know China's going to be on our butt like white on rice.
Oh, yeah. And they won't be the only ones.
Oh, right. Exactly. But they own 80, 90% of our debt. So, you know, I mean, you know, better learn how to speak Chinese, I guess.
And we're still giving them money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That right there is the madness of it all.
All right. What are they going to do, bite the hands that feed them?
Exactly. I don't know that there's a way to solve that problem with China owning so much of our debt. Where I don't see us getting in position to buy that debt back. And with the current administration and the current D.C. follies we have, there's no hope of ever being able to pay that off.
Right.
And,
well, I think the problem, part of the problem is that I've noticed and I've paid attention, like when we went into this last little war here in Kuwait and all them, and when they went over there, they found the gold mines, okay? The amount of gold that was in those mines were enough to pay off our debt. Now, how come we didn't get credit for that when we were going to be here? We had supposed, I mean, America being America, you know that when we go somewhere, we just don't leave. And when we go somewhere that we obviously aren't going to leave for whatever, amount of years later, well, actually in years, I mean, there's countries that we went in and stuck a, you know, claimed property or claimed territory and been there 75 years or so, you know, or 50 years or whatever, you know, since some of the first wars, we're still occupying places and never left. But when they went over, you know, to Iraq and stuff like that, you know, they found gold mines loaded with it. And America was in control of in possession of that gold, those gold mines. That was supposed to be a form of relief for the expense that we were going to incur for going over there and throwing them a helping hand. Well, that gold went to China. And there was more than enough for the cost of the expense to cover what we were paying for that war, which meant it wouldn't have come out of taxpayers' pockets in the first place, but enough to cover a good chunk of, or almost all of the debt that America had to China and never got credit for it. I mean, there was billions of dollars of gold in that place. And never once heard him say, oh, yeah, well, we had rights to this, you know, mineral rights to this, and we handed it to China, but they're going to knock off, you know, this X amount of debt. Well, that never happened.
Well, I think, you know, they knew what they were doing when they setting up the things the way they did with the bailouts and stuff. They knew that China was going to be buying up our debt. They knew that they've known everything all along. And you can't think that they didn't just do this stuff per chance. They did this stuff on purpose.
Oh, yeah, they did. They knew exactly what they were doing. There was no way. You can, I mean, even if, like, with the market crash and stuff like that and the Wall Street issue, all right, even if that was just, like, hate to say it this way, but a, like, luck on their half that, you know, they were creating this bubble and in the meantime still trying to really stick it to America and screw it over, that this big market crash happened, and it was a fluke that it worked to their advantage, you know, there's no way they give a care, rat's wazoo, whatever, to repair it when it's possible. There's no way they're going to go about any means to help solve the issues to what they've done, because they're just in it to stick it to us. And
exactly.
Anybody else that, you know, that seems like they're going to stand up for us is going to get, you know, lynched in the process.
Well, it's all about their global agenda and the global elitist. And we're seeing that. We hear an awful lot about George Soros all the time, and we hear some mention of Maurice Strong. Maurice has been in China for several years now, and you got to feel like I do. I feel like he's had a big hand in them manipulating their currency. And with all the other things that China has done, I see the hand of Maurice Strong all over that.
Mm-hmm.
He's already got one dupus out there peddling his wares, and that's Al Gore with the global warming crap. Maurice Strong was the one who invented it. Let's be realistic. You look at all the money that these people are planning on gaining off of this carbon taxes and things like this. And you got to wonder, wouldn't it have been cheaper, much cheaper, to have just planted trees?
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Oh, right. Well, that would have made sense, sure. I mean, you know, there's always an easier, more economical, or probably smarter process to doing it, but if they can't make money on it, then, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
They'll start charging you for, you know, ground occupancy to plant a tree in a space, you know. So if you got a 4x4 foot space, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars per inch or foot, you know. And, you know, for God forbid, if you plant a walnut tree like the one I got in my yard, you know, it's got like a 10-foot round base to it.
But it's all about padding somebody's pockets. And it's always been about that. It's always been about that. So somebody is greedy. They're either greedy for power or wealth, or be greedy for the both of them. And we see that worldwide. We see it from our local levels of politics all the way up to the top level of politics. We see it in the global world politics. It's all about greed.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people who buy into this share the wealth, well, I just got to tell them, you're not very bright if you actually believe that these globalists who are pushing all this stuff are going to share that wealth with you. The only thing they're going to share with you is their opinion of where you need to live, what you can eat, what you can't eat. Basically, their opinions will be only thing they're going to share with you is their dominance over you. And people got to wake up to that.
Right. Or to pass the buck of some sort of trouble off to you to have you take the, you know, the blame instead of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's we see it.
I mean, they have a motto in these elite groups. They all have a motto in these elite groups. You know, you cover for your fellow man. You know, your partner, your fellow member in the organization. You don't, you know. You don't turn against them, tell any stories against them. Don't, you know, so when you go into court, they're willing to commit perjury, you know. They're willing to stand there and lie after sworn on, you know, being sworn in that they're going to tell the truth. Well, they're not going to. Not
no.
One of them. They're all
no.
you know, if they're not, you know, between the Masons and everybody else, all these groups, Illuminati, they're not going to turn each other in.
No.
It ain't happening.
A few years ago, when we mentioned the word Bilderbergs, it was called a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist. Well, right. Now we know it does. We know they do. But did you hear any one of these people at that time that are members of this group step up and say, well, yeah, we are a group? No, they didn't. They kept it hid just like the others. They had their mouths sealed, too. And if you start looking at who all them people are, then you get a bigger picture going. But trying to get somebody to actually do some research and check into these things, well, no, they don't want to do that. That's just too hard of work. They would rather take a media outlet or some politician at their word. Have we not learned enough in history to know that we cannot trust the media outlets and we cannot trust a politician to tell the truth? I mean, I don't know what all it takes for someone to wake up and say, well, you know, they've only lied to me every time they've opened their mouth. Why would I believe them now?
Right. Yeah, I get into arguments with people like that now, you know, because after, you know, what I get to see on a regular basis.
You're seeing things that these people got no concept of.
What it's really sad. I never thought I'd grow up and say the day that I have no faith in man or anybody for that matter. And,
well,
you know, there's an attorney on my Facebook page who I've gotten to know, that he was a musician and that's how we became friends. But he's a serious liberal type. And as Linda, the great Linda, called him a libtard. You know, I had this. I told him, I said, "Look, you know, you're probably one of the guys that represented these banks and their scams and things like that. Whatever, you know, that's your bag. But as far as, you know, we get into these presidential arguments or things that are political arguments and things, and I tell him, look, I have no faith in nobody, not anymore. There isn't a man in Congress, Senate, that I've met or even seen on." Or talk to that I stick any amount of faith in. And I said, it's at this point, my only hope, like a lot of millions of others that are out there, that, you know, is Ron Paul. And, you know, when I mentioned constitutionalist, that I'm a diehard constitutionalist, and then, you know, I totally believe in it, and it was created for a reason, and it worked for a long time up until Obama.
Well, it started failing before Obama. He just pushed
right,
the envelope.
Right, but, you know, I mean, it's just he's fast-tracked a lot of stuff. But, I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure that
and he's
going to
fast-track a lot more stuff.
Oh, yeah. The peeling away was, you know, starting long ago, but to the extent that it is now, it's just off the charts. And I don't know that I would, you know, like explain to this guy, you know, our last hope is, you know, is Ron. And, you know, when you look at it, I kept trying to explain to him, you know, or trying to say this to an attorney, look at the Constitution. Okay, traffic tickets are illegal. Okay, they're wrong. They're only there to make money to pocket fat in somebody's pocket, and it sure as hell isn't the city's. It doesn't go to pay for anything. Where does that money go? It goes into the judge's pocket. They get 20% of every transaction or forced fine upon any individual. 20% of that. Do you think, you know, when they lose, they are not happy campers. That's why when I lost two of the four and I beat the other four traffic tickets, that judge was pissed because he had me for $1,000 a pop and four fines until I beat him. They couldn't prove anything and so on and blah, blah, blah. So there went some money in his out the door that he didn't want to have to give up. And he did, you know, that day I'm sure they walk in the door knowing that, you know, on an average, they make X amount of money a day, X amount of percentage a day. And, you know, they look forward to that. So they stick it to as many people as, you know, the sheep and people that don't know any better to stand up and fight them. So, you know, arguing with him about that stuff, it's like.
I know what you mean. And I'm like you. I lost faith in man. And I put my faith in a higher power because that's the only place I feel I can put my faith and my trust and it'd be worthy of it.
Right.
Because man has let me down too many times. and they're letting me down now, to, in my opinion, to letting those down that are awake and are researching and reading these things. Too many people want the easy way out.
Yep.
That's just it. They all want a free ride. If they think it's going to give them a free ride, free food, don't have to work or anything like that, they're doing it. I happen to know a young man who is trying to get PTSD. He actually seen no combat at all. What he saw was a truck blow up, something you could see on any highway. But he's found out that if he tries to get this PTSD payments, that he wouldn't have to work. So that's what he's going after, and he thinks he's in the right.
Yeah.
And trying to explain to him, no, you're not in the right. He don't get it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way it is now, better, you know, I'm going to get mine, so, you know, whatever. If you don't like it, you know, that's your problem. You can go ahead and work, and I'll get this check and then carry a side job because I'm allowed to if I feel like it, or create some sort of job where I can get paid under the table and not have to pay taxes and do whatever and blah, 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 and collect a government check and so on, and, you know, and live high in the hog. So, I mean, there's, you know, look, there's mortgage guys that have done it, you know, bankers that do it, you know, I mean, there's military personnel. As a matter of fact, here's a funny one. The lady they found here in Illinois, here over here in Dixon, Illinois, just near me, that hijacked $57 million over 10 years, I think it was now, is what they're saying. She hijacked 50 out of a town of, like, I think there's a population like 1,500, maybe 2,000 or something like that. $57 million.
Excuse me. How did no one not notice?
And she's a comptroller. And it took one lady, a new employee that walked in doing books, and she found it instantly. And she's apparently, supposedly, the word is that she's not even going to get, she'll get a little bit of jail time, and then they got to figure out supposedly how they're going to handle the money situation, but they're going to seize her property. But she may or may not see jail time. You can't tell me that's not an inside job.
No, it is. We had a similar incident here, only the lady only stole about $500,000 when she was found out. And we're a town of about 5,000 people, and it was a blow up. I mean, the public was spitting nails. They were so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got a slap on the wrist, and then, you know, they'll get part of the money back, but they'll never get it all back.
Right. I mean, they couldn't figure out how this lady had all these horses, a $2 million tour bus, and a matching horse trailer to boot. And, you know, it's like, you know, how do you not figure out that there's no way she sells the horses she was wrangling and selling off and doing whatever were not enough to justify the income she had and what she was spending. And I don't know a comptroller that makes $1 million a year. So, you know, but supposedly they even squashed it because, you know, after a certain point of money, it becomes a federal issue. And they managed to squash it and keep it from going federal. So my curiosity now is how many of those people along with her in that office were hijacking money, you know?
How many have been doing it through the past?
Mm-hmm.
And got by with it.
Yep.
And when you take a town that small, you got to realize how big a scale is this happening on and how much money is totally involved across this nation. The amount would be staggering. It would just set the people, they would just fall over. They just wouldn't be able to believe the amount of money that these people are absconding with and getting by with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you catch one, like that lady there in Dixon. You catch one once in a while, the one we caught here. But how many get by with it? You're exactly right.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. I mean, the amount of... But listen, bud, you got 2 minutes left, so I'm going to let you go and close up and all that stuff. And thanks for having me on to run my mouth. And,
well,
you know,
good to have you on, Brian.
And read your
Always
field.
Good.
So,
be blessed.
All right, bud. Take it easy.
Good night. Everyone, that's want to end our show tonight. Thanks, Hollis, for his leadership and for the site and doing all the things he does for us. I want to thank Ron and Linda and Michael and they, all the guests and that have came on and make the show great. Really appreciate it. And tell everybody to tune in tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and catch Linda's show right from the left coast with Linda Sills. Everyone, have a great and blessed night. We'll be back at you next Tuesday. God bless. Yeah, but you can't.
Is our violator rule number 11. 11 is